For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott. Carl Orff's Carmina Burana is subtitled Profane Songs for Singers and Chorus to be sung to the accompaniment of instruments and magical images. Carmina Burana first burst on stage as a ballet in 1937. The latest Bowling Green performance of Carmina Burana is Monday, February 11th at SkyPack. The piece calls for a large orchestra, including two pianos and celesta, and an impressive list of percussion. The central utterance is given to the chorus and vocal soloists. Joining Orchestra Kentucky this Monday will be the University of Louisville Collegiate Choir, directed by Dr. Kent Hatteberg.
Carmina Burana is so well known among the great choral orchestral works. What's significant about it, these poems that were found, these songs, and these lyrics that were found in a monastery in Bavaria years ago, that have such a wide variety of topics in them, and that Orff put them together in a really rhythmically driving, exciting orchestrated piece. That really kind of turns us on about doing Carmina Burana.
The music is thrillingly active and alive, isn't it?
Oh, yes. His great use of percussion, instruments throughout the piece. It's very, very exciting to perform a full orchestra.
Kent Hatteberg, director of the University of Louisville Collegiate Choir. Also joining in is the Murray State University Concert Choir under Dr. Bradley Almquist. It's a challenging piece, Brad.
I think the first one is probably some of the language. It's written in a medieval Latin and medieval German. And so there are some of the consonant sounds and some of the combinations of vowels are a little bit more different than what we use in the more Italianate Latin that we're used to doing. I think the second one challenge would be some of the tempi are really fast. And the In Taberna and a couple of the men's pieces are really challenging just to get the words in time.
Bradley Almquist, Jeffrey Reed will conduct the combined Murray State and University of Louisville choruses, soloists, and Orchestra Kentucky Monday. And some of the local elementary schools will be participating, Jeff.
We have boys from Briarwood Elementary and Richardsville Elementary, who will be joining us for the two sections of the work that call for boys choir.
And who are the soloists?
We have Amy Maples, a young soprano from Chattanooga, who has won regional competitions. Delightful light soprano with a wonderfully controlled soft high register. Ross Houck from Seattle, Washington, he will be joining us. He has performed with the Seattle Symphony, the Chicago Symphony, other major orchestras. And then Mark Womack from New York City is our baritone, who was here for Camelot last season, and I really enjoyed his singing.
And the poetry in Carmina Burana is very ancient stuff.
It's from about 1210, a collection of poetry thought to be written by students entering religious studies, and covers all kinds of human experience, from love to the joys of springtime to taverns and drinking and gambling. And this one theory is that they were trying to get all this out of their system before they went into the monastery.
Jeffrey Reed will conduct Carmina Burana, 7:30 p.m. Monday at SkyPack. For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.